Gracias, Alonso. Chair, regarding paragraph 17. Well, paragraph 17 and 18 allow us to thank you at the outset for taking into consideration, as other delegations have identified as, wow, what a surprise, the two-tier approach. Our delegations have been advocating for this perspective for a couple of years now. In our delegation's view, the normative framework to address the challenges and risks of autonomous functionalities in weapon systems should be twofold, prohibitions and regulations, which should be specifically addressed to tackle the challenges that autonomous functionalities, when incorporated in weapon systems, pose to compliance with international law, IHL, international human rights law, and ethical imperatives. Regarding paragraph 17, our comments are as follow. What is to be prohibited should be the guiding question. And at present, there is no rule of international law which specifically prohibits or restricts autonomy in weapon systems. I think we can all agree on that. Nevertheless, any use of force must strictly comply with international law and with IHL. According to IHL, a distinction must be made where the weapon's nature does not comply with IHL and where the weapon's use does not comply with IHL. Where the weapon's nature does not comply with IHL, IHL restricts or prohibits certain types of weapons which cause superfluous injury or unnecessary suffering, or which are indiscriminate because they cannot be directed at a specific military objective or because their effects cannot be limited as required by IHL, as we all know by heart at this point. In our case in point, if a weapon with autonomous functionalities cannot be directed at a specific military objective or causes superfluous injury or unnecessary suffering, or if its effects cannot be limited as required by IHL, then it would be inherently indiscriminate and prohibited. B, where the weapons used does not comply with IHL, we have the following situations. If a weapon is not prohibited by nature, then its use must comply with the principles of distinction, proportionality, and precautions. If the use of weapon with autonomous functionalities does not comply with the principles of distinction, proportionality, and precaution, there will be a breach of IHL. As our delegations have stated in previous interventions, taking into account the characteristics of a weapon with autonomous functionalities, a weapon would be indiscriminate in nature if it cannot be directed at a specific military objective or causes superfluous injury or unnecessary suffering, or if its effects cannot be limited as required by IHL, or is incompatible with IHL in its use, as in respecting IHL core legal obligations. Fundamentally, the principles of distinction, proportionality, and precautions in attack, as we have highlighted before. In our delegation's view, the prohibitions in paragraph 17 refer to prohibitions based on the nature and potential use of the weapon, taken into account the specific characteristics highlighted above. In this regard, we would suggest the following edits to paragraph 17A. A weapon system based on emerging technologies in the area of laws must not be developed or used if it cannot be directed at a specific military objective or causes superfluous injury or unnecessary suffering, or if its effects cannot be limited or controlled as required by IHL or incompatible with IHL, as in respecting IHL core legal obligations, fundamentally the principles of distinction, proportionality, and precautions in attack as required in the circumstances of the application of force. Regarding 17B, from our delegation's perspective, and as we mentioned in the presentation of our revised proposal, the issue of ensuring individual responsibility for grave violations of IHL would be more suitable for a positive obligation in the regulations section. States shall prohibit the development and use of autonomous weapon systems that preclude attribution of state and individual responsibility for the consequences of their use. However, we are open to work on your proposal, but in line with certain amendments. And these would be, B is designed or used in a way that precludes attribution or imposition of responsibility to individuals or states for violations of international law. And finally, because of the specific challenges and risks posed by the incorporation of autonomous functionalities and weapon systems, our delegations are of the view that a specific additional prohibition is needed, 17C. A weapon system based on emerging technologies in the area of laws must not be developed or used if its effects cannot be sufficiently understood, predicted, and explained. In our delegation's view, it is precisely these characteristics which hint to issues of AI bias, automation bias, black box effects, among others, in emerging technologies which are troublesome from a legal perspective, specifically compliance with IHL, and including, but not limited to, the attribution of individual and state responsibility. Thank you, Chair.